Shalom, brothers and sisters. It is an honor to be speaking with you today, the 24th of March, and I'm grateful for the opportunity given to me by the admin to share with us today. Today, I just want to speak with us on a simple, straightforward topic, which I titled Remembering the Name of the Lord. Remembering the Lord, and that is from Psalms 20 verse 7. It says that some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. It is interesting to me that he didn't say, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. Rather, it says we will remember. And this, what occurred to me from reading this is, sometimes we trust in the Lord. We know the name, we know the power that his name bears. We know we have all the knowledge of the capability of the name of the Lord. But do we always remember it? Not only in calamities when we have problems, but today my interest is even in remembering the Lord in your prosperity, in your calmness, in your peace. Because it may be easy to remember the Lord in the days of calamity, in fact, but you know, how about in the days of calm, of plenty, of prosperity? Do we remember the Lord? David is a good example that comes to mind in 2 Samuel 7 verse 1. After he had rest and peace all around him, the Bible says that he was settled in his palace, you know, and the Lord had given him victory from all his enemies. His hand had achieved what he wanted. He felt fulfilled in himself, in life. Things are just going on very well. I mean, that's the way life is. There's sometimes when things just go very smoothly for you, and there are other times when, you know, things go the other way. But when things are going on great, the Lord has been giving you victory, you know, in a row, back to back. The Lord has been opening doors for you. You know, you're feeling fulfilled, just like David was. But David, because he had the mind of God, the Bible says that he's a man after the heart of God. The first thing he remembered was the Lord, even in his prosperity. We read that he called the prophet Nathan and said that I'm living in a house made of cedar and I'm all at ease. But the ark of the Lord is sitting in a tent. The first thing he remembered was the name of the Lord, even in his prosperity. This is typical of a man whose mind is of God. He thinks about God. The one who has his own mind, the one whose mind is of himself, always thinks of what God can do for him. What can I get from God? What can God do for me? But the one who has the godly mind thinks, what can I do for the Lord? Because God doesn't receive from anyone. God gives to everyone. So if we have the mind of God, like David being a man after the heart of God, he wasn't thinking what he could get from God at that time of his prosperity. Rather, he was thinking what he could give. And that's what a godly mind thinks about. What can I do for the Lord? Not always what can the Lord do for me. If we have the mind of Christ, we will also think that we will do what pleases Him, even in our peace, even in our prosperity. The opposite to that, if you remember the story of the man who was full of his own mind, you know, he never remembered the name of the Lord, the parable that Christ gave in Luke 12, verse 16 to 20. This is an example of someone who trusts in horses and chariots. He says, and he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have so much room to store my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I store all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, so thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But see what the Lord said in return, in response to this man who is full of his own mind, who is trusting in horses and chariots, who never remembers the name of the Lord. He says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? The interesting thing that I'm bringing from this is for us to remember the name of the Lord even when we have the horses and the chariots. We don't have to depend upon them. We can depend on the Lord, who will then, in his own way, raise more horses and chariots, but we continue to depend upon the Lord. This man was the opposite of David. In his comfort, he never remembered the Lord. The question is, are you remembering the name of the Lord in your prosperity, in your peace, in your calm, even when you have the horses and the chariot? Let us remember the Lord. He wants to be remembered, and he wants to be asked, what do you want me to do for you? The Lord bless you. Pray that you have a great day. And have a great week. In Jesus' name, amen.